oil and gas companies would love prices to go back up, but that doesn't mean they can afford to just wait for that to happen. Last month, nearly 200 countries committed in Paris to cutting their greenhouse gas emissions. So the pressure is on all of us to figure out how to do that and for oil companies to adapt to a new reality, as the world's Jason Margolis reports.
If you're in the oil business, you might think your best days are behind you. Oil is selling for rock-bottom prices, your product is blamed for destroying the planet, and here's what the leader of the free world thinks of it.
Now we've got to accelerate the transition away from old, dirtier energy sources. Rather than subsidize the past, we should invest in the future.
To state the obvious, though, if you're an oil company, you produce oil. Energy economist John Riley at the MIT Sloan School of Management says companies like ExxonMobil and Chevron are facing a classic business challenge.
Could the horse and buggy manufacturers become automobile producers, or is some other company going to, because they're more innovative or not bound by what they're already doing, able to be more fleet of foot and move in the other direction?
The other direction being tomorrow's fuel source. But before we pity the poor oil companies, remember, these are the richest companies in the world.
Most of them have lots of cash. And so if there's a successful alternative, if they don't develop it, they probably can acquire those companies and transition that way.
I reached out to several oil companies to ask about their long-term strategies, Shell, BP, Hess, Chevron, and ExxonMobil. None agreed to an interview. But Statoil in Norway did. Bjørn Sverdrup says they welcome the interview.
We're in the energy business, and the climate issue is a very integrated part of the energy business.
He says Statoil is looking beyond oil by investing in renewable energies like offshore wind.
We're already involved in wind farms producing energy for more than 600,000 households. Going forward, we will continue to deepen that position.
Now, it's interesting. When I hear the name Statoil, I think oil. I don't think wind. Do you see a time when Statoil could have no oil in its portfolio, or is that not realistic?
So the energy transition will take a long period of time. We need to change the infrastructure of societies. You know, only last year there were sold 70 million vehicles.
It's actually closer to 90 million sold worldwide. Vehicles fueled by oil. Translation, oil isn't going away anytime soon. Still, many oil and gas companies are investing in other fuel sources like cleaner-burning biofuels. Paul Simpson says oil companies are making progress toward a lower carbon future, but they need to do a lot more. Simpson is head of CDP, a nonprofit that helps companies measure their environmental impacts. He's at the World Economic Forum in Davos this week and ducked out to speak with me on his cell phone. He says they grade companies on how they're confronting climate change.
The oil and gas companies are really glad to getting a C or a D.
Yeah, nobody above a C. That's not very good. That's failing.
C is kind of doing some of the right things, but not good enough yet.
10 oil and gas companies have formed an organization pledging to battle climate change, but their platform is thin on specifics. John Sturman, another professor at MIT's Sloan School of Business, says declaring a goal is great, but it needs to be backed up with action. He says oil companies are acting like a grossly overweight person whose doctor has just told them they're risking their life.
And so they declare they're going to lose 100 pounds. But you don't change your diet and you don't exercise more. So the goal without action doesn't mean much.
Oil companies face a tough reality, though. They hold valuable assets, oil underground, but simply can't keep drilling.
In order to limit warming, those assets cannot be utilized. That carbon cannot be burned. If they do burn it, it destroys our economy and it destroys human welfare, so it will have no value because, as the CEO of Unilever, Paul Polman, says, you can't make any money on a dead planet.
Now, those are the words of a professor of management. Sturman says he's not merely presenting an ethical argument here. He's making a business case, too. For The World, Jason Margolis, Boston.